Many high school sports teams warm up to specific music, and that was the case for the Cadillac Michigan football team. The particular music, though, has quite a story in this town. In fact, the events of decades ago are still quite well remembered today. I'll fill you in next on the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine, not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
In 1973, the Cadillac Michigan High School football team placed second in state. The next year, assistant coach Jim Neff knew they had a good team, but the early season was not going their way.
We lost our first two games, and coaches decided the kids just weren't having any fun. I was the rock and roll expert, and Coach Brines, our head coach, said, well, you pick the music, and let's play some music in the locker room. And we did, and the kids loosened up, and we won our last seven games that year.
At this point, you may say, nice story. The coaches played some music, and the kids began playing better football. But oh my, there's so much more to this story. Jim began playing music by the band Kiss.
I knew of the band, and I had a couple of their albums, and they were wild and they were crazy. And of course, keep it simple, stupid is a football phrase, and it just seemed to fit.
The team began winning. And Jim decided to contact Kiss's manager to let them know how their music had helped the team. He doubted he would ever hear from them.
One day I was sitting in my easy chair at home, and Gene and Paul called from backstage and said, this is the greatest story we've ever heard. Will you please keep us updated?
So with a mandate to keep the band updated on the progress of the Cadillac football team in 1974, Jim did just that.
I had a pocket full of quarters, and I'd go to a payphone and fill it full of quarters and call Gene and Paul, wherever they happened to be, and give them the update of the score. So that 74 team was a lot of fun, and they adopted it and just ran with it.
But what happened the next season is still something talked about today. For the band Kiss was about to do something very memorable for this team and this city. It's next time as we travel the countryside. In Cadillac, Michigan, I'm Andrew McRae.